We're talking this, we're talking that.
Hey, what are we talking about, man?
We're talking sex, not fiction, just facts.
Oh, man.
The freaky hookups that you just had.
It's gonna be good.
This ain't the birds and bees from mom and dad.
Oh, here we go.
So, Kevin, did you get home from the bar last night? And you want to get super kinky with me. What's up with that?
Hey, yo, Ken, I'm really trying to drive the ladies wild. Can you tell me what to do? Can you give me some skills, please?
It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Hi, this is Sex Chat with Dr. Cat. I'm your host, Dr. Cat Van Kirk, clinical sexologist and marriage and family therapist, here with my favorite gay boyfriend, Mr. Ross Martineau.
Hi, Dr. Cat.
Hey there, and we are here to answer all of your sex and relationship questions.
Sure.
Yes, from each of our perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we want to answer your questions. So give us a call at the 24-hour day, 7-day week listener line at 213-270-1968. That's 213-270-1968. And if you go to adamandeve.com right now, you'll get 50% off almost any item, plus a free mystery gift and free shipping off your entire order when you use the code DRCAT at the checkout. That is
Dr. Cat, DRKAT.
Yay, thank you. So lots of media attention this week around Sister Wives.
Sister Wives. I'm not familiar with the show so much, but I've seen a little press on it and a little controversy, which I guess is they want to haul his polygamous ass in for breaking the law.
Right. Cody Brown. That's kind of the gist of it. And, you know, there's been a lot of interest in it, I think, born out of the media attention that Big Love, you know,
right.
The HBO series has gotten over the last few years,
right.
Which has quite a following. And
they've,
you know, of course, one of the cable networks was like, screw it, we're just going to do a reality show.
Right.
Which is tricky when you're doing a reality show about something that is potentially illegal.
Well, I don't know if it's potentially illegal. I think it is illegal in probably 49 states at least.
I'm
sure it is in Utah, but they kind of turn a blind eye, as it were, I'm sure. But
that's right. And it's funny. I actually grew up in an area where there were a lot of Mormons.
Okay.
Traditional Mormons, so not the plural marriage type. That's another term that they like instead of polygamy.
Okay.
And my best friend growing up was a Mormon. She was the bishop's daughter. And in addition to that, I had a really good friend whose family got excommunicated from the church they were in because they believed in the polygamous tenets.
Okay.
So, and it was kind of a big, you know, in a small town, it was a really big deal.
I bet.
And I've kept in touch with him over the years.
Okay.
And I remember like 15, 18 years ago talking about, a book or a TV show so people could understand it and maybe to garner more acceptance.
And you're going to tell me, and this friend wrote Big Love.
Right.
No, wait. So now this friend was the son of someone who,
yes,
who was in favor. Now, was his father a polygamist?
Yes.
Wow.
And he currently is right now, too.
Your friend?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Yeah. No,
see,
he is.
It's learned. Prejudice and polygamy is learned.
Right. No, and really, and his whole family, I think everyone's pretty much stayed within that sect of things. And he's actually ended up doing some blogging and things about it and
okay,
has gotten fairly well known with it. And for me, what this brings up is, you know, Sister Wives, the show itself, okay, is kind of a best case scenario of plural marriage, right?
Okay. They've seen it.
So. Okay. They've got this huge house. Cody Brown has got, he's got his little haircut and really good skincare.
Okay. Right. And a 10-inch dick.
He must. Four wives. Good God.
There you go.
And 16 children at this point.
What?
Yeah.
How old is he?
Not old. He's like probably our age.
That's what 30? Why are you laughing?
Oh, closer to 40. No, he's probably a tad old. He's probably early 40s.
Okay. There you go. So, okay, because I was going to say, I saw the picture and he doesn't look very old. He has 16 children.
16 children.
What, does he own a diamond mine? What does he do?
Right. And, that's the whole thing. I'll get to that. And he just married his fourth wife, whom he doesn't have any children with yet. She's got two from a previous marriage.
Okay.
So, and that's the thing. He's got this amazing job. I tried to research what he does for a living. And from what I can tell, he's some sort of, you know, vague ad exec, because they're driving around in like multiple Lexuses, you know,
okay,
in the
so,
thing.
Right.
And the thing that I've really found through talking to my friend over these years is that most polygamists are like struggling to get enough work to feed their children, to send them to college, to do everything they need to do. It's definitely not that best case scenario.
Which is, you know, almost a case for child abuse, if you think about it. It's like, why would you...
It does...
I mean, the worst case scenario.
Right.
It's not Cody's
situation. But the thing that with the Mormon church, you know, at least that I've witnessed, is that there tends to be a lot of community. And when a family is struggling, there's kind of this... People kind of pull together to help, you know...
Right. Vote in the next governor.
Right. That too.
Or shoot down Proposition 8.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, potentially. But also, if you're in a bad way as a family, they're there for the support.
Okay.
So that makes me kind of wonder what the situation is. Right. My issue with this, and I'm curious to get your perspective on this, is that my take on it is that you love who you love.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And... granted, there are some legal ramifications that have to be figured out. Like maybe only the primary marriage is going to be legally acknowledged. But if it's a civil ceremony, who cares?
Okay.
Because to me, it seems a little bit like the gay marriage issue.
Well, and that's exactly it. So, you know, when we can, they can. I guess, you know, that would be, you know, a part of my issue. But, I guess you're right. I mean, you know, as long as everyone's being taken care of and all of the kids, you know, have 3 square meals a day and, you know, are going to school and, you know, everyone sort of seems happy, I guess there, you know, shouldn't be that much of a brouhaha over it. Of course, your straight line people are going to say, you know, this isn't right, and it's against, you know, it's an abomination to the church, and it's against, you know, the sanctity of marriage, which of course I think is completely bullshit. And, you know,
like, what are we protecting, folks?
Yeah, well, they're all hypocrites, you know, when it comes to that, as we talked about on our last show.
Right.
Drive up marriages in Vegas, right? Sanctity
right.
of marriage. So, you know, I can see that side of it. You know, the other part of me is you know, right now, if it is illegal, just like I think that, you know, marijuana should probably be made.
It be a non-criminal sort of...
Non-criminal thing. But, you know, if you do a reality show about, you know, some dude who's growing pot in Humboldt County.
Exactly.
You know, are they going to try to, like, hone in and, you know, and arrest his ass? Probably.
Probably. You
know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You know, I can't really pass judgment per se. I mean, I haven't really thought about this issue all that much. I haven't seen the show, which, you know, I guess maybe I should tune in once or twice.
Yeah,
but
it's
I agree with your opinion of, you know, you love who you love, and within certainly the parameters of, you know, no one under 18.
Exactly.
No,
thank you for saying,
you know,
that. It's all consensual.
Human,
it's all adults.
A human being. You know.
Yes.
No animals. No. You know. Then, you know, I guess that's it. Who's to say? You
right.
know?
And of course, I mean, and there's a whole other discussion about subjugation of women, and, you know, that's a whole other discussion. Being that, you know, 4 wives, 1 guy. What does that mean? I just know that he's got his hands very full.
Well, it would be interesting to see if they ever legalize it. Because maybe one woman would have 4 husbands.
Exactly. Is that polyandry? I think it's polyandry. That might be. Exactly. It wouldn't.
Oh my God. That's why. See, that's why you have the PhD. You know those big words. Polyanna, farm girl.
Whatever.
4 husbands.
Plural polygamist. But no. So we'll see how that plays out. And I'll be curious to see how far the legal system's actually going to take it.
And you realize that it's going to be like a cross-promotional thing, you know, like the Bradys were on the Partridge Family or whatever. It's going to be dog-faced bounty hunter guys go on Cody's show. It's like, he's taking them down. Oh, my God, the dog hunter.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
Oh,
you know who I'm talking about?
I can see the
dog,
little...
the bounty hunter is going to be going
I
after
I can see
him.
The television execs writing things down as you speak.
Exactly.
I think that's going to happen. That and... You know, I think there should be an alliance maybe between the gay marriage movement and all the polygamists out there. Maybe they should all promote one another's causes.
Okay. And we'll leave it at that.
Anyway. You have questions, we have answers. Call my 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968.
It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Okay, this question comes in from Celeste. Celeste asks, I experience the sensation of pins and needles in my clitoris during oral sex. What's wrong? Well, I guess on one hand, hopefully nothing's wrong, because aren't you supposed to be on pins and needles with your clitoris? You know. Of course, the other thing I'm thinking is, well, maybe you're partner has a dry mouth syndrome. He's got a little cat tongue. It's
like... Or he needs a shave.
There you go. Or she.
Or she. Oh, you're right. You
we
caught me.
We look on both sides of the aisle.
We do.
One.
We do.
Yeah. I have no idea what's wrong. Do you know what's wrong? Do you know what's... That, you know, I don't have a clitoris or a clue.
That could be a movie.
There you go.
I don't have a clitoris or a clue. Like, yeah. Rebel Without a Clue.
There we are. Exactly.
Yes. Okay. So, the whole pins and needles thing with... It sounds like it's just during oral sex, which I think is really interesting. I would wonder, Celeste, if you have not masturbated and... have the same pins and needles feeling. I wonder if she has or not.
Oh, you mean if she's masturbated and felt the same thing?
Yeah, correct. I would send her home and make sure she does that just to see. The thing about the clitoris, okay, there's all this...
Tell me.
There's all this secret information in the girls' club.
I knew there was a handbook I wasn't in on.
Let me break it down
for you,
Russ.
We've got one too, by the way. Anyway,
that's
break
right.
it down.
That's right. Well, and the clitoris is totally... you know, related to similar sense. It's got more nerve endings, actually, than the glands of the penis.
Oh, wow.
Surprisingly. It does. See what we're hiding?
Braggart.
Oh, see. So there. And the other thing with it is that the clitoris actually, there's the head of it that comes under the clitoral hood, but it actually, and a lot of people think that that's it for the clitoris. That's the only exposed part. Okay. It actually is like a wishbone. It actually, the clitoris goes under.
I wish it were a bone.
You no. might.
Right. I'm sorry. I interrupted. I digress.
You digress. Okay. But it actually is kind of wishbone shaped, and the legs of the clitoris actually extend underneath the labia, the lips on both sides.
Get out of here.
So that's how much bigger the clitoris actually is than most people realize.
Oh, my God. You realize that, you know, my week after Thanksgiving when my partner and I are pulling that wishbone, I am going to be thinking of Celeste and
her
stimulus clitoris.
Her stimulus
now,
clitoris.
Is it clitoris or clitoris?
I think that is a matter of personal preference.
Right, right. What is the European pronunciation?
Okay. I should be breaking up the clitoris.
Right.
No, I'm gonna
so where do the pins and needles come in?
So it comes in the fact that the clitoris can be, once she's stimulated, once a lot of women are stimulated, let me say that they get to a point where direct stimulation on the head of the clitoris mm-hmm. is too much
oh, wow.
for a lot of women. And this is what it's part of the homework I'm going to suggest to Celeste is that, you know, number one, that she go home and masturbate and see if she gets the pins and needles.
That's the homework I
That's right. And hopefully she won't, because she's probably handling her clitoris the way it needs to be handled.
Oh, so we've got a little fumble on this 10-yard line.
Right, exactly. Okay. Versus how a partner may handle her clitoris.
Oh, so a little over, it's like overstimulation.
Right. There and so it, whether it's from, and I would ask her to pay attention to when the pins and needles are happening. Is it as soon as the clitoris is touched, or is it near the end,
right,
like right near the orgasm, where the clitoris actually kind of, you know, some women's clitorises actually start retracting, mm-hmm. even under the hood then, because okay. they're trying to control the sensitivity. Your legs are crossed.
They are. But, you know, I'm curious. I'm curious. This is out of my realm, and I am a sponge for knowledge. So I now know about wishbones and hoods. I didn't even know that a clitoris had a hood.
It does. It has right. a little hood. And so basically, for her to go home, try those couple of things. If for some reason she's still getting pins and needles, even though she's kind of addressed the issue about, you know, direct stimulation or not, or too much stimulation at the end, mm-hmm. I would definitely suggest you go see a gynecologist just to make sure there isn't anything else going on.
Right. Have her check under the hood.
But I do have a feeling... That's my guess with her, is that, you know, she either needs to communicate to her partner what sensation feels better to her with the oral sex. Maybe that's when he moves to kind of the sides of the clitoris and the labia. Or during manual stimulation, if she has a partner who's getting her off with his hand or something like that, that he moves to right above her clitoris. Some women masturbate, they don't even touch their clitoris. They just move the skin of the mons pubis directly above the clitoris.
Wow.
To avoid too much sensitivity.
Okay.
So, there you go. Go check under the hood.
Right. I think I want to do like a clitoris coloring book. The how to know your clitoris coloring book.
It's true. That would be fascinating. Yeah. I would love that. We need to sell that to somebody.
Lots of pink.
And we'll be right back after a quick 30-second break from our sponsor, adamandeve.com.
Hey there, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and get 50% off just about any item. That's 50% off adult toys, lubes, movies, or almost anything you desire. Plus, get a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it here. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type Dr. Cat for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code DRKAT at adamandeve.com.
Now we have a question from Phil. Phil asks, I found my wife's dildo and it's much bigger than I am. Is she unhappy with my size? I didn't even know she owned a sex toy.
Scandal.
Gasp.
Okay.
What would you do in this situation? What if you were rooting around in your partner's private drawers?
Okay.
And found a very large latex cock? Oh, let's go for silicone. Silicone cock. Those are the nice ones.
Exactly. They're a little healthier. You know, I don't know. Okay, so in the perfect world, I'm not one of those like Snoopy McNosies
right.
who is nosing around my partner's private drawer.
Say you were dusting. You're dusting the
but
drawer.
But were, you know, something to fall off the table and I open the drawer and I see, you know, freaking, you know, right, exactly, the big guns, you know, hanging there. I don't know. I guess the first question is, you know, honey, before you turn the light out tonight, would you get down and open that drawer and tell me what's up with the side of beef down that's laying down there?
You know what? A little more in your face where he just walks in, you've already got it inserted.
That's passive aggressive, and that is not my style at all, I'll have you know.
Or is that poor etiquette? Because really, do you use one another's sex toys?
Yeah, probably not. Well, you should wash it first.
No, absolutely. Yeah, with antibacterial soap.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, everyone has their fantasy, and everyone has a little secret, right? And it's interesting. Someone once told me that the rudest thing that you can ask someone is, what are you thinking? Right? Which is interesting, you know?
So the most confrontive, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a little secret. So
is he going to ruin her fantasy?
I don't know.
And talk to her? Or?
I don't know. Yeah, or surprise her at Christmas with, like, the same thing. No, I don't know.
Or get his own pussy pocket and, like, make sure it's a really tight one and leave it out on the bed.
Right, exactly, right. The Glee model. I don't know. So, you know, it's a little bit of a betrayal going on. Maybe, I mean, I can't say on both sides because I don't think she's betraying him by having a...
But it might be a little taboo issue for her that she enjoys.
Right, exactly. Her Bon Bon and Oprah, you know, as it were. You know, at 4 o'clock, I have a cup of coffee and meet my friend.
Right. Mr. Handy. I thought Jeopardy was.
Right, well, that's mine. But, yeah, I mean, I guess now that he knows it, you know, he can... I don't think he cannot say anything because now there's something between them. He knows there's something there and there's this sort of, you know, a white elephant or a big dildo in the room, as it were, and you can't not talk about it. Mm-hmm. So...
And you know, here's the thing, too. You know that if he asks her,
right,
are you unhappy with my size?
Right.
What is she going to say?
Of course I'm not, honey. You're perfect.
I mean, so I'm thinking there are kind of three ways to go with this. Either...
Ooh, three-way.
Three-way. Maybe that's what he needs to introduce. Is that either he gets over it, which he may not be able to, like you said, the large, you know, dildo has entered the relationship now. Now what?
Right.
He asks her point blank, you know, are you unhappy with it? And know that he's going to be lied to.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Or, you know, the other option is that he could basically...
Honey, don't worry. This is the one I shove up my ass.
Right. In that case, it's a little double penetration.
I'm sorry. What's the third?
Oh my God, I'm forgetting it now. The DP threw me off. The other option is that basically, you know, at some point, he could mention it during sex play if he knows how to read her properly. You know what I mean? And say, you know, what would be really hot is if You know, like, and maybe not give it away that he knows that she has the dildo there, but, you know, I would really like to see you.
That's
play
passive
with the
aggressive,
dildo.
Though.
It is, but for some people, they need a little help.
Okay, but then talking. The thing is, but then what if she, then is he, you know, what are the rules, though? I mean, it's, right. She's like, well, funny you should ask. You know?
Right.
And then, boom, here, honey, let's play with this. You know, I mean, is he going to be like, oh, I'm cool with that?
He's going to need to be cool with it if he goes that route. He's okay. Going to, it's an option.
Right.
It's an option. I mean, ultimately.
How many guys you know that would be cool with that? Come on.
There are a few.
Come on. Right.
On the off chance that he's not.
Right. Those are the ones in the parks at night.
Right. They're not doing any of that at home.
Right.
Really, though, is that ultimately he needs to know that it's probably not a size issue at all. He needs to be happy with exactly what he has because right. That's what he has. So, and obviously there are probably... It doesn't sound like there are other issues around their sexuality together, so everything else is fine. He's just in his head freaking himself out about this, number one, that she owns a dildo and she didn't tell him, and number two, that it's large.
Okay. And I think it's the reverse, right? I mean, Most guys are just, you know, completely size obsessed, which is crazy because if you know, men think about it, women think about it, you've had many sexual partners throughout your life, or, you know, hopefully you have or whatever.
Right.
And everyone in their own way has given you, you know, their own sort of kind of pleasure, big, small,
right.
You know, whatever. So, you know, better that she's using a dildo than she's going out, you know, to some party or wherever and getting it for real.
Nope.
You know?
Absolutely. You know, and the thing is, you know, him thinking that maybe she's a size queen and that all she wants is a big cock and, you know, he's inadequate. You know, ultimately, no matter what happens between them, he's just got to know that that's has nothing to do with him,
right.
Number one. And, you know...
Isn't that the point of toys, though? Because it's not like I'm like, oh, I'm going to go and get a dick that's exactly like my husband's. It's like, no.
You want a little variety.
It's a cartoon, you know? It's a fantasy.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like, let's kind of blow it up out of proportion a little bit.
Well, and maybe what he does is he goes and shops for another one to add to her repertoire so the issue isn't so weird between them. And
right.
Maybe then she would even mention it.
Or if he's so concerned that she's using a dildo, that's not... Go out. Did they have that great little, you can cast your dick and make your own dildo kind of thing?
Yep.
Try that. You know?
Yeah. No, and so I think for him to get over the issue, he's going to need to take a little initiative and feel out what really feels good to him and figure out which option is going to work for his relationship with
right,
that.
Right, right. So. And also find out, you know, maybe it is too personal. Would you ask, you know, when do you use this? I mean, is it just on personal time or is it, you know, are you being fulfilled? And it's a whole kind of, it's a discussion.
There's got to be a dialogue there. And again, he has to be prepared for her maybe not telling
right.
the truth. Hopefully he knows his wife well enough and they have an open enough relationship that they can get down and dirty with that a little.
And the other thing, too, is that if there's nothing wrong with their relationship and suddenly he's opened Pandora's box, as it were,
right.
Fucking close the box and shut your mouth.
Right.
You know, there's nothing wrong with their relationship. She's not complaining. If you're having great sex and it's still, you know, is...
Let her have her little taboo.
As often as you want it. Exactly. You know, so...
You've got questions, and we've got answers. Call our 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968. If you leave your question, we can either give you a call back and answer it live on the line, or we can just answer it here. Just Ross and I will give our 2 cents.
There you go. So Tom wants to know about constant masturbation. He says, I masturbate a lot. I'm a 28-year-old guy, and I can't seem to get enough. I seem to need to do it at least 6 to 8 times a day. He's 28, right? He's not 16. Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes that means in the bathroom at work or in my car. It's definitely getting the way of the rest of my life at this point. Sex with partners never seems to be as good. How do I change this? Wow. You're looking at me.
He's a busy boy.
He is a busy boy, right. You know... To me, as I said, I'm not the trained one, but, you know, addictions come in many forms. And this almost sounds like an addiction, especially if it's getting in the way of the rest of his life at this point. So it's not a good thing. Masturbation is a wonderful thing, but it shouldn't get in the way of the rest of your life. So
right.
there's
anything that you're doing that gets in the way of the rest of your life, probably a red flag.
Right, right.
You have to have 6 hamburgers a day.
Okay, right.
You know what I mean? It's like you have to like tap the doors 8 times as you walk by it or
well,
check the
yeah,
door.
That's obsessive compulsion. Yeah, exactly.
But you know what I mean? Anything that impedes your normal everyday living.
Exactly.
You know?
Right. So, you know, so he might want to, you know, the first stop might be, you know, to a psychiatrist or a psychologist and, you know, just kind of get to the root of what this compulsion is, you know, number one. Number two, for me, I see the whole thing with the sex partners never seems as good. Well, if you're doing it with yourself, you know, with your ideal partner, which is your right hand, and that like that lonesome stranger, your left hand, you know, all the time, then of course that's what you're used to, and your partner's never gonna be as good as what you know you can do for yourself.
Right.
So.
No, it's true, and oftentimes people who become compulsive about masturbation, I'm not gonna use the word addiction at this point, but he's obviously got a pattern, right. You know, that he's developed
a big pattern,
uh-huh. And he's finding time when there's really no time, uh-huh. You know. So
right. Can you hold on to that thought, Sissy? I've got to go to the bathroom for a second.
Just a moment. Right. But oftentimes
you're so flushed.
it oftentimes becomes really ritualized for a lot of these guys, like. They do it the same time, same way, the same time of day, almost every time,
okay.
Often. And it's like a...
It's the recipe for a boring lover.
Right. And then you get into it. Number one, it doesn't give you the incentive to go out and find a partner because
right.
You can satisfy, which is great that you can satisfy yourself. I'm not going to say 6 to 8 times is too much because I've also talked to clients before where... They get themselves off multiple times a day, but it doesn't interfere with their life, and they still have partners, and it's just not as much of an issue.
Doesn't interfere with? How can it not? 6 to 8 times? It's like what is like? You know, you're on the subway, whatever. I gotta get off. Literally.
Well, that's the thing. I have to get off. Versus, I had some free time today, and it's a weekend, and. You know, I basically masturbated 4 or 5 times. And during the work week, maybe it's some men in particular, because testosterone driven, I get myself off in the shower in the morning before work. And then I go to right before I go to sleep at night.
All right.
It's like their own little personal blankie.
Wow. There you go.
You know, and usually when it comes to the situation, yes, I would go in and get assessed by somebody who's got a background in this. So I would venture to say not even just a psychologist or a therapist, but find a sex therapist or a clinical sexologist, because they're going to really handle it in a much different manner than, you know,
me.
Some of the other training. Some of the other disciplines don't get much human sexuality in their training.
Right,
so,
right. You're a freak, something's wrong.
Right, and it's not to diss them, but it's just, you know, the fact that there are specialists for this sort of thing. So I would suggest that, because it is interfering, and he is having trouble maintaining relationships with partners. And probably, just so you know, what they're going to suggest is a little celibacy contract at first.
No.
Yeah, just to kind of get him out of the pattern and then, you know, kind of rebuild a healthier pattern for him.
Right.
So just so you know, I'm giving you a heads up, Tom, it's okay.
Hey, Tom, what's with the wool gloves? Nothing. Nothing.
He's got to put hot sauce on his hands. We don't do that to you, I swear. but give that, you know, find a good professional in your area. Go to asect.org, AASECT. And that's the American Association for Sex Educators, Counselors, and Therapists. Or to quads.org. I think it's actually sexscience.org. And that's the Society for the Scientific Study of Sexuality.
Oh, yes.
It's a lot of S's.
Okay. And Tom, you know, I don't mean to laugh at you. I'm definitely laughing with you. And, but yeah, I mean, it sounds like there is a real problem there and something to look into.
And at least he's writing in, you know, and questioning it now so he can kind of get his ducks in a row, so to speak.
There you go.
I want to thank everyone for joining us today. And don't forget to call our 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968. And you can go to aveneve.com right now. There are lovely sponsors. And you can get 50% off almost any item, including very large dildos.
Mm-hmm.
And get a free mystery gift while you're at it and free shipping to boot on your entire order when you use the code DRKAT at checkout. That's DRKAT. And you can find out more about Ross and I on DRKAT.com. Actually, we have a lovely picture and bio on there now of you, Ross.
Come check us out.
You can send us.
Handsome devil that I am.
He is. And you can also send us questions through through my website, drcat.com. And please subscribe to this podcast. We would really love the support.
Yes.
Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.